Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, November 14th, 2018. Welcome to day 664. The White House argued that Trump has broad discretion to regulate access to the White House for journalists in response to a lawsuit filed by CNN over the suspension of Jim Acosta's press pass. The lawsuit alleges that the ban violates CNN and Acosta's Fifth and First Amendment rights, and they're asking for a temporary restraining order as well as a preliminary injunction that would restore his access right away. Almost every major news organization has sided with CNN. Meanwhile, the Justice Department defended the legality of Trump's appointment of Matthew Whitaker as acting attorney general, arguing that the appointment is consistent with the Constitution, federal statutes, and past precedent in a 20-page memorandum opinion. The memo's disclosure comes a day after Maryland asked a federal district court judge to issue an injunction and declare that Rod Rosenstein is the acting attorney general. Senator Lindsey Graham said he supports a bill to protect Robert Mueller's investigation from any politically motivated firings. Graham also said that he would urge Mitch McConnell to allow a vote on the bill. "I would certainly vote for it," Graham said. "I don't see any movement to get rid of Mueller, but it probably would be good to have this legislation in place just for the future." Chuck Grassley, meanwhile, said he supports the bill but won't lobby McConnell to allow the measure to move forward. Jeff Flake, meanwhile, threatened to vote against Trump's judicial nominees if legislation to protect Mueller does not receive a Senate floor vote. Flake said he will not vote to confirm nominees on the Senate floor or to advance them in the Senate Judiciary Committee after Chris Coons unsuccessfully attempted to force a Senate vote on the special counsel legislation in the Senate. Mitch McConnell objected to the request for a vote from Flake. And finally, Roger Stone claimed multiple times during the 2016 presidential race that he was in communication with Trump and his campaign. Stone and Trump spoke weekly, which is now being scrutinized by Robert Mueller. Stone repeatedly said during the campaign that he had communicated with WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange through a back channel, intermediary, or mutual acquaintance. Mueller's office is also exploring whether Stone tried to intimidate and discredit a witness who is contradicting his version of events about his contacts with WikiLeaks. And in the polls, Monmouth University says 37% of voters want to see Trump re-elected, compared to 58% of voters who want someone new in the Oval Office come January 2021. Trump's overall job rating stands at 43% who approve and 49% who disapprove. And CNN says 53% of Americans say the midterm election results were a rejection of Republican policies, while 62% said it would be good for the country to have Democrats in charge of the House. And now to the notables. 1. Trump endorsed a bipartisan House bill that would reform the federal prison system and ease some mandatory minimum sentencing. 2. Representative Elijah Cummings says one of his first priorities when Congress returns will be to investigate why the Trump administration decided to add a question about citizenship to the 2020 census. 3. Lawyers who are suing Trump over his decision to end special protections, shielding certain immigrants from deportation, are seeking unaired footage from The Apprentice to allege that the move was racially motivated. 4. Trump criticized British Prime Minister Theresa May when she called Air Force One for not doing enough to contain Iran after the U.S. reimposed sanctions. 5. Betsy DeVos plans to overhaul how colleges and universities handle allegations of sexual assault and harassment. And 6. Florida Governor Rick Scott will recuse himself from certifying his own election. Scott led Bill Nelson by fewer than 13,000 votes in unofficial results before the recount started. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.